This is where it ends. FBI SWAT teams converge on an elementary school 28 hours after the crisis begins. Students flee. It's a scenario the FBI doesn't usually let cameras in to see.
This is the single most ambitious field training exercise any FBI field office has ever undertaken.
What appears to be a body.
The training exercise starts here with a plastic dummy wearing military fatigues shot through the head.
Watch the airline. Watch
Short
airline.
Distance away, acting on a tip, FBI divers make their own discovery. This scenario may be pretend, but what happens here has been taken from real cases. The pressure on for investigators to solve the crime before anyone else dies.
We found a body in the vehicle.
Near the car pulled from the lake, divers also found a backpack, and inside, this tool, which represents a weapon, and printouts from an international skinhead group out of Canada. They also found a receipt for a storage company, and it's this receipt that links the murder here to the murder back at the ravine, because investigators there found a business card for the very same storage company in the pocket of the dead man. What does that suggest?
That suggests that we're dealing with some dangerous people.
Dangerous people in this exercise who turn out to be domestic terrorists. They go to retrieve a bomb they've hidden in a storage unit. We're not allowed to show you the FBI surveillance techniques. The agents now have a beat on a possible suspect. It is critical to get the snipers and the assault team into position. The snipers, dressed in ghillie suits, vanish around a house in the woods. Hostages inside.
Help!
The mock terrorists demand to speak with an FBI boss. Tensions run high.
I want the big boss out here.
The negotiations have been going on for more than 6 hours. One woman and two children have been released in exchange for food, cigarettes, and insulin. The negotiations are about to break down.
One of the hostages in this drill is killed. But agents uncover the ultimate plot. The mock terror group plants bombs in a school. Time is running out.
As soon as something happens at a school, it changes everything because you're not going to sit there and do a risk assessment. You're going to go in and you're going to stop harm being done to children.
It's now or never.
More subjects coming out.
This time it's a game, one that ends well.
The ultimate objective is for us to prevent the next terrorist act in the United States and for all of us to go home safely at the end of the day.
From mistakes, lessons learned, and in the future these agents hope, lives saved. Deborah Fayerick, CNN, West Point, New York.